The sound of gunfire and ambulances filled the morning air in Kabul Friday as a group of attackers rushed the British-staffed building in the Afghan capital. During the nearly 10-year-old war in Afghanistan, Kabul has avoided much of the violence that the rest of the country has endured. But this summer has seen the Taliban strike the Afghan capital. In June, a group of suicide bombers and gunmen launched a deadly attack on the luxury Intercontinental Hotel. Mohammed Salim Zadarin lives near the British Council building and says he saw several injured security guards and police. He also says he saw some municipal workers who happened to be nearby killed in the blasts. He says the shrapnel spread down the street as far as a hospital in the area. British authorities say the British nationals took refuge in a safe room inside the building as troops repelled the attackers. According to the British Foreign Office, all the British nationals were unharmed. NATO spokesman U.S. Air Force Captain Justin Blackhoff says coalition troops fought together with an Afghan-led force that rushed to the scene.
The ISAF support this morning to the attacks in Kabul was in support of the Afghan-led response, and it consisted of mentors who are typically with Afghan forces and assist them in their day-to-day training, but also assist them when they go out and respond to real-world events like the insurgent attacks today. According to our operational reporting, there was a period that involved an exchange of fire with some of the insurgents before they were all killed by the Afghan response. Yes.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai, NATO, and the British government all condemned the assault. British Ambassador to Afghanistan William Patey said what he called a dastardly, cowardly attack designed to attack British interests has instead caused the deaths of many Afghans. Phil Itner, VOA News, Islamabad.